Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindful pathfinder himself, Peter M. Fellows. And this week, you asked us, what can I do to feel happier? Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Rick. Always look forward to being here on Thursdays with you and Frank. And thanks to those audience members who've been emailing me Dunkin' Donut e-gift cards. I'm all jacked up, firing on all cylinders, ready for the show. The pursuit of happiness is the business of everyone. And now, finally, today, in less than 30 minutes, Frank, Rick, and I are going to show you how to level up your happiness. Don't thank us. We're just happy to help you be happier. Who am I kidding? Go ahead. Thank us. Okay, Rick, take it.
Good job, Peter. Frank, how about you?
You know, in the book, Communion with God, from the series Conversation with God, written by Neil Walsh, he talks about the 10 illusions of humans. The first illusion is the illusion of need. Well, this is related to our topic. You only need something if you require a certain result. Walsh stated that the universe needs nothing, to put it differently. Life doesn't need anything. Life just is. Many of us are in a kind of, we could say, survival mode. So we imagine that we need something in order to live happily. That means that you only can be happy under certain conditions. Is this how life works? I don't think so. So what can we do to really be more happier, to feel more happier? Do you need to change your beliefs, for instance? Well, if you want to know more, stay tuned. Rick, what about you?
Great stuff, Frank. So this is what I'll be sharing, why happiness matters. It's a choice. And I'm going to give you examples of mindset and two things that you can do right now to feel happier today. All right. What do you have for someone who wants to feel happier, Peter?
All right. Thanks, Rick. Let's get into this then. What can you do to feel happier? Well, let's just do a checkup from the neck up. Take out your imaginary thermometer and stick it in your, I'll leave that to you, but ask yourself, how do I feel right now? Let's just have a look. Chances are that if you don't happen to be thinking about that rotten so-and-so that your coworker is, or how unfair your boss is, or whether or not you might get laid off, you probably feel happy. Not outrageously, I just won the lottery happy, but at least fairly happy, content. In a study involving almost 1 million people from 160 countries around the world, 91% of the participants who had not experienced some negative thing the day before said they had experienced at least some positive feelings most of the day. And you might be forgiven for thinking, well, maybe those 1 million people all happened to have good things happening to them that day, and that's why they were happy. But no, the study showed that external conditions didn't really play much of a part in their happiness, because the results were the same for prisoners, recent widows, those suffering from severe disability, and even those suffering from dire poverty. The majority said that they had enjoyed most of the previous day, laughed or smiled a lot that day. So the research shows that the key to your happiness lies not in what happens in the external world, but what happens in the internal world. Happiness is your natural state. Unhappiness is what happens when your conditioned brain, when my application of mindfulness, the Pathfinder's question, I call gatekeeper, when gatekeeper feels threatened and starts predicting that bad stuff is going to happen. Happiness is what you go back to when you settle down after having transitory negative feelings about the possible fallout from something that has happened or may happen or never happened in the first place. It's always future-based. Even when you're thinking with regret of something bad in the past, Gatekeeper is adding, and I will never be as happy again in the future. So it's always future-based. But I don't want you to do anything about those negative feelings. In the first place, they aren't yours. They're gatekeepers. In the second place, resisting them in any way, like trying to change them, pluck them out, repress them, ignore them, challenge them, debate them, replace them with positive thoughts, it's a lot of stressful work. And it also sort of invalidates gatekeepers' feelings. So there are two ways to approach those clouds of negativity which hide the sunshine of your happiness. Isn't that a lovely and poetic description? Thank you, thank you. Who knew such poetic musing lurked behind the cynical, sardonic, sarcastic mask that I wear in public? Anyway, the first way is traditional mindfulness. If you just look, just watch or observe those feelings without comment, without resistance, they will pass like isolated dark clouds passing through the skies of your mind. And Gatekeeper, well, he gets to be like one of those storm chasers you see on TV, because he, she doesn't really stand still and just let the storm pass by her. No, no, no. He or she seeks out tornadoes, chases after them, stays as close as possible to them, and then wonders why there are cows flying past your head, which is a cultural reference to the 1996 Steven Spielberg movie Twister, which is replicated in a ride at Universal Studios theme park in Orlando, Florida. Rick, could you later check if we get royalties for mentioning that? Because, you know, I'm just saying. Now, the second way to deal with negative thoughts is to coach Gatekeeper on how to handle them. Because it's not very effective for you to have to always be there coaching your conditioned brain when she or he feels threatened. Things happen fast. So it's better if the spiritual Aikido moves you've practiced with gatekeepers come to him or her automatically. When Gatekeeper feels threatened, it's because he or she is cut off from the greater perspective of your non-conscious mind, Pathfinder. So with the Pathfinder's question, you're coaching Gatekeeper to respond to a threat by reconnecting with Pathfinder's better informed guidance. And that's all. You can coach Gatekeeper to pause, ask, and listen. Gatekeeper automatically pauses his or her stressful ruminations the moment you acknowledge them. Then you ask Pathfinder for guidance because you want to show Gatekeeper how he or she can level up their experience right now in the present moment. So you could say something like, where's the best path forward here? And Gatekeeper knows exactly what is needed, what will maximize fulfillment, not just for you, but for all involved. And then you just listen, sometimes look, and you listen for a response. Now, sometimes the response is unconscious, direct from Pathfinder to Gatekeeper, and you won't notice it consciously. But mostly you get an insight, inspiration, shift in feeling, impulse to act. And when you do, you still don't have to make yourself do something. Let Pathfinder move you. This is a paradigm-changing concept here, folks, and I do hope you're copying these down, because I can't keep giving out these gems if you're not putting them someplace safe. You know how sometimes when you're lying in bed in the morning and you know you have to get up, and so you have to force yourself out of bed? That's not this. Don't leave your comfort zone. Don't will yourself to do something. Let Pathfinder shift in Gatekeeper whatever needs to be shifted, so you just feel like doing something, like getting up. If you want your boat to sail forward, don't break out the oars. Let the wind carry you forth. And there's no better blowhard on the Road Ahead Cafe than myself. So if you want to learn how to level up your life using the Pathfinder's question to get more happiness, contact me through the pathfinderquestion.com. But don't run off yet. Rick and Frank are going to show you paths to greater happiness beyond even beer or donuts. All right, Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Frank, tell us your views on how to be happier.
What can I do to be happier? Well, in the book mentioned, Walsh says, happiness is not created as a result of certain conditions, certain conditions are created as a result of happiness. Interesting. For example, replace happiness for love, abundance, gratitude, or whatever, and see how that plays out. Love is not created as a result of certain conditions. Certain conditions are created as a result of love. This is an interesting way to look at life. Certain conditions are created as a result of happiness. This means that happiness is a state of mind, a state of being. It's a way of thinking, a feeling that implies that you in reality need nothing to be happy. I repeat, you need nothing to be happy. Okay, let's zoom in a bit further. Many people think they need to have a thing in order to be, in order to do a thing so that they can be happy and to do that thing. I give you an example. Suppose you want to buy a house. First, you have to have the money to buy the house, the doing, so that you can be happy. Have, do, be is the rhythm. The thing is that havingness doesn't produce beingness. Be, do, have is the right order. By being happy or content, you start to do things from that place of beingness. And then you will discover that what you are doing will bring what you want to have. Maybe not in an instant, not right away, but in due time it will, or something better. You can call this the process of the law of attraction if you want to. I prefer to call it the process of creation. That's how it works. Be, do, have. So now you know, So you know what you want, and you start feeling how it would be if you would have it and stay with that feeling of beingness. That's the key. If you want the shortcut to this be, do, have process, here it is. In life, you don't have to do anything. It's more important what you are being. Be the love, be the peace, be content, be grateful, or whatever, and keep focusing on that. As Gandhi said, or seems to have said, be the change you want to see in the world. Happiness is a state of mind, a way of thinking and feeling. All states of mind reproduce themselves in physical life. Now you know what you can do to be happier. What about you, Rick?
Thank you, Frank. Great stuff as usual. So here's some thoughts I have on how you can be happier. Many of our obstacles to happiness come from others. One, we let them make us unhappy. So very often, and if you're listening or watching right now, you're thinking, yeah, he's right. Someone else is making me unhappy today. It's their fault. They did something or they didn't do something. So that's one, we let them make us unhappy. And then two, we try to make them happy. So we're always trying to figure out how to please other people. And well, if I say this, this is going to happen. So maybe I should say this so they'll be happier. Or I won't say this so they'll stay happy. And so both of those things are a dead end street. You have the freedom to decide whether you are happy. Family and friends, love, giving of yourself, exploring your world. These are the things that bring that feeling that Peter and Frank were talking about of happiness. So there are two things that you can do to be happier today. Become aware. One, make a quick note of your level of joy or happiness. 1 through 10. Okay, so maybe you're a 6 right now. And then two, decide how happy you'd like to be tomorrow. 1 through 10. Maybe you're thinking if I'm a 6, maybe it'll be a 7. The mere act of focusing on this and making a note, example 6, writing it down, and then deciding that you want to be a 7 puts all things in motion to get your inner voice and inner system working on it. I want to have a special thanks to my friend Jamie Lee Carmichael, who wrote a book called Go Happy Yourself in 2017, which is all about this. And it's terrific. Peter, you want to share your final thoughts?
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking for a while, and I'm speaking to you, our audience here, that when you come here each week, you hear Rick and Frank give you specific, powerful insights and practical hacks for leveling up your life. And then I just keep saying the same thing, which is you have the answers, just pause, ask Pathfinder, listen to her or his response. And I wanted to tell you that there's no contradiction, because when you ask your Pathfinder for guidance, your inner self, your higher self, choose whatever name you like, you'll find that you're naturally, effortlessly drawn to one or another of the ideas that Rick or Frank are sharing with you. They're very specific techniques, because that is what will work best for you. So you begin by asking Pathfinder, but you may well end up using one of these brilliant techniques which we're sharing with you each week. And if you're finding that just by listening to the Road Ahead Cafe, you're getting happier every day, don't be selfish. Think how good you'll feel sharing with someone else who doesn't know about us yet. Right, Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Frank, your final thoughts?
Yes, the key word here is beingness. If it is, it is who you are being that shows up in your behavior. It is your presence, and the people will notice that. You show happiness because you are happy. The process of creation, of being, doing, and having, works perfectly when body, mind, and spirit are united in thought, word, and action. Just remember, happiness is a state of mind. You want to know more? Well, contact us at www.theroadaheadcafe.com or be on LinkedIn and my website, frankwise.nl. As always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to subscribe, please. Rick.
Thank you, Frank. So here are my final thoughts. You are a unique, valuable being. You were put on this earth to shine your special light. Make a decision today to shine it on yourself first and watch what happens. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.